The Women's Room by Marilyn French. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Women's Room by Marilyn French is a novel that follows the lives of several women in the 1950s and 1960s. The story focuses on Mira, an intelligent woman who has been married for 20 years to a man she no longer loves. She decides to leave her husband and pursue her own dreams of becoming an academic. Along the way, she meets other women who are also struggling with their roles as wives and mothers in a society that does not value them or their ambitions. Mira finds solace in her new friendships with Val, Marilyn, and Janie. Together they form a support group where they can talk openly about their experiences as women living in a male-dominated world. They discuss topics such as marriage, motherhood, sexuality, education, work opportunities for women, abortion rights, and more. Through these conversations, Mira begins to realize how much potential she has beyond being just someone's wife or mother. As Mira continues on her journey of self-discovery, she encounters many obstacles along the way, including sexism from men at work and home, financial struggles, lack of access to higher education, discrimination against single mothers, domestic violence, rape culture, mental health issues due to societal pressures placed upon them by men. The Women's Room is ultimately about female empowerment through solidarity among all types of women, regardless of race or class background. It shows how important it is for us all to come together so we can fight against oppressive systems that keep us down while striving towards our individual goals. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Women are oppressed by a patriarchal society. The Women's Room explores the ways in which women are oppressed by a patriarchal society and how this affects their lives and relationships. Main idea number two. Women are expected to conform to traditional gender roles. The novel examines the expectations placed on women to conform to traditional gender roles, and how this limits their freedom and autonomy. Main idea number three. Women are denied access to education and career opportunities. The Women's Room highlights the ways in which women are denied access to education and career opportunities, and how this affects their economic and social status. Main idea number four. Women are objectified and sexualized. The novel examines the ways in which women are objectified and sexualized, and how this contributes to their oppression. Main idea number five. Women are expected to prioritize the needs of others over their own. The Women's Room explores the ways in which women are expected to prioritize the needs of others over their own, and how this affects their sense of self-worth. Main idea number six. Women are denied access to reproductive rights. The novel highlights the ways in which women are denied access to reproductive rights, and how this affects their ability to make decisions about their own bodies. Main idea number seven. Women are denied access to political power. The Women's Room examines the ways in which women are denied access to political power, and how this affects their ability to shape the world around them. Main idea number eight. Women are denied access to economic resources. The novel highlights the ways in which women are denied access to economic resources, and how this affects their ability to achieve financial independence. Main idea number nine. Women are denied access to social resources. The Women's Room explores the ways in which women are denied access to social resources, and how this affects their ability to build meaningful relationships. Main idea number 10. Women are denied access to legal rights. The novel examines the ways in which women are denied access to legal rights, and how this affects their ability to seek justice. Main idea number 11. Women are denied access to healthcare. The women's room highlights the ways in which women are denied access to healthcare and how this affects their physical and mental health. Main idea number 12. Women are denied access to cultural resources. The novel explores the ways in which women are denied access to cultural resources and how this affects their ability to participate in society. Main idea number 13. Women are denied access to religious resources. The women's room examines the ways in which women are denied access to religious resources and how this affects their ability to practice their faith. Main idea number 14. Women are denied access to media resources. The novel highlights the ways in which women are denied access to media resources and how this affects their ability to shape public opinion. Main idea number 15. Women are denied access to legal protection. The women's room explores the ways in which women are denied access to legal protection and how this affects their ability to seek justice. Main idea number 16. Women are denied access to economic security. The novel examines the ways in which women are denied access to economic security and how this affects their ability to achieve financial independence. Main idea number 17. Women are denied access to social support. The women's room highlights the ways in which women are denied access to social support and how this affects their ability to build meaningful relationships. Main idea number 18. Women are denied access to emotional support. The novel explores the ways in which women are denied access to emotional support and how this affects their mental health. Main idea number 19. Women are denied access to physical safety. The women's room examines the ways in which women are denied access to physical safety and how this affects their ability to live without fear. Main idea number 20. Women are denied access to psychological safety. The novel highlights the ways in which women are denied access to psychological safety and how this affects their ability to live without fear. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. In the women's room, Marilyn French explores the ways in which women are oppressed by a patriarchal society. She examines how this oppression manifests itself in different aspects of life, from family dynamics to workplace discrimination. French argues that patriarchy has created an environment where women are expected to conform to certain roles and expectations, while men have more freedom and power. This inequality is further perpetuated through laws and social norms that limit women's rights and opportunities. French also looks at how these oppressive forces can lead to feelings of isolation among women as they struggle against the status quo. She discusses how many women feel trapped within their own lives due to societal pressures, unable to break free from traditional gender roles or find fulfillment outside of them. Through her exploration of these issues, French provides insight into the struggles faced by many women today. The women's room serves as an important reminder that although progress has been made towards gender equality over time, there is still much work left to be done before true parity between men and women can be achieved. By highlighting the various forms of oppression experienced by so many people around the world today, it encourages readers to think critically about what needs to change in order for real progress towards gender equality can occur. Main idea number 2. In Marilyn French's novel The Women's Room, the author examines how traditional gender roles limit women's freedom and autonomy. Through her characters, she explores the expectations placed on women to conform to these roles and how this affects their lives. For example, Mira is expected to be a dutiful wife and mother who puts her husband's needs before her own. She is also expected to stay in an unhappy marriage for the sake of appearances rather than pursue a life that would make her truly happy. Similarly, Val is expected to remain single so as not to distract from her career ambitions. If she were married or had children, it would be seen as a sign of weakness or lack of commitment. The novel shows how these expectations can lead women into situations where they feel trapped and powerless. It also highlights the importance of challenging traditional gender roles in order for women to gain greater control over their lives and achieve true equality with men. Main idea number 3. Women are denied access to education and career opportunities in a variety of ways. In many countries, women are not allowed to attend school or pursue higher education due to cultural norms that prioritize men's educational attainment over women's. Additionally, even when women do have access to schooling, they often face discrimination in the form of lower pay for equal work and fewer job opportunities than their male counterparts. This lack of economic opportunity can lead to poverty and other social disadvantages. The Women's Room by Marilyn French examines these issues from a feminist perspective, exploring how gender inequality affects the lives of women around the world. The book highlights how unequal access to education and employment opportunities has led to an overall decrease in female economic power and autonomy. It also looks at how this lack of resources impacts other aspects of life such as healthcare, housing security, political representation, and more. Ultimately, The Women's Room provides an important reminder that gender inequality is still pervasive throughout society today, and it's up to us all to take action against it. By advocating for greater access to education and career opportunities for all genders, we can help create a more equitable future where everyone has the chance to reach their full potential. Main idea number 4. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French examines the ways in which women are objectified and sexualized, and how this contributes to their oppression. Throughout the novel, characters experience various forms of objectification and sexualization that limit their autonomy and freedom. For example, Val is constantly judged for her appearance by men who view her as a sex object rather than an individual with thoughts and feelings. Similarly, Mira is expected to conform to traditional gender roles in order to be accepted by society. She is told that she must act like a lady or else risk being seen as promiscuous or immoral. These examples demonstrate how women are often viewed through a lens of sexuality instead of humanity. In addition, the novel also explores how these attitudes can lead to violence against women. Mira experiences physical abuse from her husband due to his possessive attitude towards her body. He believes that because he has married her, she belongs solely to him. This demonstrates how objectifying views on female bodies can lead men into believing they have ownership over them, something which leads directly into oppressive behavior. Overall, The Women's Room provides an insightful look at the ways in which women are treated differently based on their gender, particularly when it comes to issues such as objectification and sexualization, while also exploring its consequences for those affected by it. Main idea number 5. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French explores the ways in which women are expected to prioritize the needs of others over their own. She argues that this expectation has a profound effect on how women view themselves and their worth. French examines how society places an emphasis on self-sacrifice for the benefit of others, particularly when it comes to women's roles as mothers and wives. She also looks at how this pressure can lead to feelings of guilt or inadequacy if a woman is unable or unwilling to fulfill these expectations. French further delves into the idea that by placing so much emphasis on sacrificing one's own needs for those of others, women are often left feeling unfulfilled and undervalued. This lack of recognition can have damaging effects on a woman's sense of self-worth and identity. Through her exploration, French seeks to challenge traditional gender roles and empower women by encouraging them to recognize their own value. Main idea number 6. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French highlights the ways in which women are denied access to reproductive rights, and how this affects their ability to make decisions about their own bodies. Through her characters, French illustrates the struggles that many women face when it comes to accessing contraception, abortion services, and other forms of reproductive health care. She also shows how these restrictions can lead to feelings of powerlessness and frustration for those who are unable or unwilling to have children. French emphasizes the importance of autonomy over one's body and life choices. Her characters demonstrate that denying a woman control over her own fertility is an act of oppression that has far-reaching consequences on both an individual level as well as society at large. By highlighting these issues through her narrative, French encourages readers to think critically about the implications of denying women access to reproductive rights. Ultimately, The Women's Room serves as a powerful reminder that all people should be able to make informed decisions about their own bodies without fear or judgment from others. It is only through recognizing our right to bodily autonomy that we can ensure true gender equality in our society. Main idea number 7. The Women's Room examines the ways in which women are denied access to political power and how this affects their ability to shape the world around them. The book looks at how gender roles have been constructed over time and how these roles limit women's opportunities for advancement in politics. It also explores the impact of patriarchy on female representation in government, as well as the lack of resources available to support women running for office. Finally, it considers what can be done to increase female participation in politics and create a more equitable society. The book argues that while progress has been made towards achieving greater equality between men and women, there is still much work left to do. Women continue to face discrimination when it comes to accessing positions of power within governments or other institutions. This means that they are unable to influence decision-making processes or advocate for policies that would benefit them or their communities. Furthermore, even when they do gain access into positions of power, they often find themselves facing additional obstacles due to entrenched attitudes about gender roles. The Women's Room provides an important analysis of why women remain underrepresented in politics today and offers potential solutions for creating a more equal society where all voices can be heard equally. By examining both historical context and current trends related to gender inequality in politics, readers will gain insight into why change is needed now more than ever before. Main idea number 8. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French highlights the ways in which women are denied access to economic resources and how this affects their ability to achieve financial independence. Throughout the novel, we see characters struggle with limited job opportunities and unequal pay for equal work. We also witness how traditional gender roles limit a woman's ability to make decisions about her own finances or investments. In addition, there is an underlying theme of male privilege that allows men greater access to economic resources than women. The lack of economic resources available to women has far-reaching consequences on their lives. It can lead to poverty, insecurity, and even violence against them as they become more vulnerable due to their inability to support themselves financially. This lack of financial autonomy also limits a woman's freedom in other areas such as education or career choices, since she may not have the means necessary for pursuing these options. Ultimately, The Women's Room serves as a reminder that despite progress made towards gender equality over the years, much still needs to be done in order for women around the world gain full access and control over economic resources so that they can live secure and independent lives. Main idea number 9. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French explores the ways in which women are denied access to social resources and how this affects their ability to build meaningful relationships. She argues that society has created a system of gender inequality that limits women's access to education, employment opportunities, and other forms of economic security. This lack of access to resources can lead to feelings of isolation and powerlessness among women, making it difficult for them to form strong connections with others. French also examines the psychological effects of being denied these resources. She suggests that when women are unable to gain financial independence or pursue educational goals due to limited access, they may feel like they have no control over their lives. This can lead them into cycles of depression and anxiety, as well as difficulty forming healthy relationships with others. The Women's Room is an important work in understanding how gender inequality impacts our society today. It provides insight into the struggles faced by many women who are denied basic rights such as equal pay or equal opportunity for advancement in their careers. By exploring these issues from a feminist perspective, French offers readers an invaluable resource for understanding the challenges faced by modern-day feminists. Main idea number 10. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French examines the ways in which women are denied access to legal rights and how this affects their ability to seek justice. Through her characters, French illustrates the various forms of discrimination that women face when attempting to exercise their legal rights. For example, Mira is unable to obtain a divorce from her abusive husband because she lacks financial resources and knowledge of the law. Similarly, Val is denied custody of her children after leaving an unhappy marriage due to outdated laws that favor men over women in such cases. French also explores how gender-based discrimination can lead to unequal treatment within the court system itself. In one scene, Val is subjected to humiliation and ridicule by a male judge who refuses to take her seriously as a litigant despite having valid evidence for her case. This serves as an example of how even when women have access to legal rights on paper, they may still be prevented from exercising them due to systemic bias. Ultimately, The Women's Room paints a vivid picture of the struggles faced by many women seeking justice through legal channels. By highlighting these issues in detail, French encourages readers not only recognize but also challenge existing systems that deny equal access and protection under the law. Main idea number 11. Women are denied access to healthcare in a variety of ways. In many countries, women lack the financial resources to pay for medical care or even basic health services. Even when they do have access to healthcare, women often face discrimination and unequal treatment from providers due to their gender. This can lead to delays in diagnosis and treatment, as well as inadequate care. The Women's Room highlights how this denial of access has serious consequences for women's physical and mental health. Women may be unable to receive necessary treatments or preventive screenings that could save their lives. They may also suffer from depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues due to the stress of not being able to get adequate healthcare. The book also examines how these disparities in healthcare affect different groups of women differently based on race, class, age, sexual orientation, disability status, and more. It looks at how systemic inequalities contribute to poor outcomes for marginalized communities who already face additional barriers when it comes to accessing quality care. Main idea number 12. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French explores the ways in which women are denied access to cultural resources and how this affects their ability to participate in society. Through her characters, French examines the various forms of discrimination that women face when attempting to gain access to education, employment opportunities, and other resources. She also looks at how these restrictions limit a woman's potential for personal growth and development. French highlights the fact that even though some progress has been made towards gender equality over time, there is still much work left to be done. Her characters illustrate how difficult it can be for women who lack access to educational or economic resources due to societal norms or expectations. They also demonstrate how oppressive systems of power can prevent them from achieving their goals. Ultimately, The Women's Room serves as an important reminder of the need for greater gender equity in our society today. It shows us just how far we have come since its publication in 1977, but also emphasizes that there is still much more work left ahead if we want true equality between men and women. Main idea number 13. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French examines the ways in which women are denied access to religious resources and how this affects their ability to practice their faith. She argues that religion has been used as a tool of oppression against women for centuries, denying them access to spiritual guidance and support. French looks at the history of religious discrimination against women, from exclusion from leadership roles within churches to unequal treatment in terms of education and employment opportunities. She also explores how these restrictions have impacted women's mental health, self-esteem, and overall well-being. French further discusses how traditional gender roles have been reinforced by religious institutions through teachings about submission and obedience. This has resulted in many women feeling powerless when it comes to making decisions about their own lives or challenging oppressive systems. Additionally, she highlights the lack of female representation among clergy members as well as other positions of power within religions. The Women's Room provides an important analysis on the ways in which religion can be used as a tool for subjugation rather than liberation for many people around the world, particularly those who identify as female or non-binary. By examining both historical examples and current trends related to gender inequality within various faiths, French offers readers insight into why so many individuals feel excluded from organized religion. Main idea number 14. In Marilyn French's novel The Women's Room, the protagonist Mira is denied access to media resources that would allow her to shape public opinion. This lack of access has a profound effect on her life and the lives of other women in her community. Throughout the novel, we see how this denial of access affects Mira and other female characters in their attempts to make their voices heard. Mira is unable to get published in newspapers or magazines because she lacks connections with powerful people who can help promote her work. She also finds it difficult to gain recognition for her writing due to gender bias within the publishing industry. As a result, she feels powerless and frustrated when trying to make an impact on society through writing. The novel also highlights how women are often excluded from conversations about important topics such as politics and economics due to their lack of access to media resources. This exclusion further reinforces existing power structures which keep women out of positions of influence where they could have a greater say over decisions that affect them. Ultimately, The Women's Room serves as an important reminder that denying women access to media resources limits their ability not only express themselves but also shape public opinion more broadly. Main idea number 15. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French explores the ways in which women are denied access to legal protection and how this affects their ability to seek justice. She argues that the law is often used as a tool of oppression against women, denying them basic rights such as equal pay or freedom from violence. French also examines how gender bias can be found in many aspects of the legal system, including court proceedings and sentencing decisions. By highlighting these issues, she hopes to bring attention to the need for greater equality within the law. French further discusses how laws designed to protect women have been weakened over time due to political pressure from conservative groups who oppose any form of gender-based legislation. This has resulted in a lack of enforcement when it comes to protecting victims of domestic abuse or sexual assault. Additionally, she points out that even when laws exist on paper, they may not always be enforced due to cultural norms or other factors. The Women's Room provides an important insight into how women are denied access to legal protection and what needs to be done in order for them to receive justice. It serves as a reminder that there is still much work left before true equality can be achieved within our society. Main idea number 16. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French examines the ways in which women are denied access to economic security and how this affects their ability to achieve financial independence. Through her characters, French illustrates the struggles that many women face when trying to gain economic stability. She shows how traditional gender roles limit a woman's potential for success in the workplace, as well as her ability to make decisions about her own finances. Additionally, she highlights the lack of resources available for those who do not have access to wealth or education. French also explores how these issues can lead to feelings of powerlessness and insecurity among women. Her characters often feel trapped in situations where they cannot control their own lives due to a lack of money or other resources. This leads them into difficult relationships with men who take advantage of their vulnerability and use it against them financially. Ultimately, French argues that without access to economic security, women will continue to be held back from achieving true autonomy. Main idea number 17. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French highlights the ways in which women are denied access to social support. She argues that this lack of access has a profound effect on their ability to build meaningful relationships and lead fulfilling lives. French points out that traditional gender roles have created an environment where women are expected to be subservient and dependent on men for emotional and financial support. This leaves them feeling isolated, powerless, and unable to reach out for help when they need it most. French also notes that even when women do seek out social support from other women, they often face judgment or criticism from those around them. Society tends to view female friendships as frivolous or unimportant compared with male-dominated activities such as work or sports. As a result, many women feel like their needs are not taken seriously by others. The Women's Room is an important reminder of how deeply entrenched gender inequality can be in our society today. It serves as a call to action for us all, both men and women, to recognize the importance of providing equal opportunities for everyone regardless of gender. Main idea number 18. In Marilyn French's novel The Women's Room, the protagonist Mira navigates a world where women are denied access to emotional support. This lack of emotional support has a profound effect on her mental health and that of other female characters in the book. Through Mira's story, French explores how this denial of emotional support can lead to feelings of isolation, depression, and anxiety. She also examines how society often fails to recognize or address these issues when it comes to women. The novel looks at how traditional gender roles have created an environment where men are seen as more emotionally capable than women. It shows how this perception leads to a lack of understanding for the struggles that many women face in their daily lives due to not having access to adequate emotional support. In addition, it highlights the importance of creating spaces where women can openly discuss their emotions without fear or judgment. The Women's Room is ultimately an exploration into what happens when we deny people access to basic human needs such as emotional support. By examining this issue through Mira's story, French sheds light on the damaging effects that denying someone access to such resources can have on their mental health and well-being. Main idea number 19. In her book The Women's Room, Marilyn French examines the ways in which women are denied access to physical safety and how this affects their ability to live without fear. She argues that due to a lack of legal protection, economic resources, and social support systems, women are often left vulnerable to violence from men. French also highlights the fact that many women have been conditioned by society to accept male dominance as normal or even desirable. This has resulted in an environment where it is difficult for them to speak out against abuse or seek help when they need it. French further explores how these issues can be addressed through education and awareness-raising campaigns. She suggests that teaching young people about gender equality and respect for all genders could help create a more equitable society where everyone feels safe. Additionally, she advocates for better laws protecting victims of domestic violence and sexual assault so that perpetrators can be held accountable for their actions. The Women's Room provides an important insight into the challenges faced by women around the world who are denied access to physical safety. It serves as a reminder of why we must continue fighting for gender equality so that all individuals can feel secure in their own homes and communities. Main idea number 20. The novel The Women's Room by Marilyn French highlights the ways in which women are denied access to psychological safety and how this affects their ability to live without fear. In the novel, we see that many of the female characters struggle with feelings of insecurity and vulnerability due to a lack of control over their lives. They are constantly subjected to male dominance and expectations, leaving them feeling powerless and unable to express themselves freely. This lack of psychological safety leads them into situations where they feel unsafe or threatened, such as when Mira is sexually assaulted by her husband or when Val is forced into an arranged marriage. This denial of access to psychological safety has far-reaching consequences for these women's mental health. It can lead to depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, and other forms of emotional distress. Furthermore, it can prevent them from achieving their full potential in life since they may be too afraid or overwhelmed by fear to take risks or pursue opportunities that could benefit them. The Women's Room serves as a powerful reminder that all people should have access to psychological safety so that they can live without fear. By highlighting the struggles faced by its female characters due to a lack of security in their lives, it encourages readers not only empathize with those who experience similar issues but also strive for greater equality between men and women. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.